This audio production is brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.
The content found on TheBestDayEver.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such, because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
All right, welcome everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am here with Truth Calkins. Most of you know Truth Calkins very well. He's on our show very often to talk about some of the breakthroughs in health, nutrition, and longevity strategies. And most recently, he spoke at our Longevity Now conference this past May and delivered quite an extraordinary presentation about the role that the ocean and aquatic minerals and plant life play in helping us to develop what's called mega immunity. And so Truth is here today to talk to us about developing mega immunity, and he's going to explain to us the ins and outs of what the ocean can deliver to us in terms of giving us minerals for our immunity. So as always, Truth, it's fantastic to have you here.
Thank you. Awesome to be here.
So Truth, at our last Longevity Now conference, you delivered quite an extraordinary presentation talking about how we can build up mega immunity using these aquatic minerals like iodine, substances like blue-green algae, brown seaweeds. It was a really phenomenal presentation about kind of the inner ecosystem of our body and how it relates to our oceans and what we can get out of the oceans to help build up our immunity, our longevity, our health, and so forth. So let's kick off this interview by talking about these things in general, also creating a distinction between the two types of immunity that you talked about in your presentation, the humoral immunity and the cell-mediated response immunity, where these fit in, and then how we can begin to develop our immunity using these things.
We're talking more about the cell-mediated immune system or your innate immune system, I would say, although there are other indirect pathways of detoxification that the professional seaweed extracts offer the human body that are huge in protecting the immune system down the road because, you know, it's what accumulates in your body. There's certain things that can destroy your immune system that seaweed can protect you from that is so important today.
And Truth, you gave an amazing explanation about algae and how everything that's a plant now, even wild plants and all of the herbs and superfoods we're talking about, started off as an algae at one point. And algae has the power to not only create the atmosphere and the air that we breathe, but also has the power to help our immune system. Can you talk a little bit about how algae can help not only our immune system, but also the health of our planet?
It's really amazing. Every single plant on this planet was once an algae, like 350 million years ago, this stuff crawled up out of the ocean, and it was the only organism that lived on the planet, and it learned how to grow on land, and it became all of the vegetation that we have on this planet, and decomposed algae is producing the oil that is the energy we're using for cars and whatnot. The algae is cleaning the ocean as we pollute it. It's just what it does. It's a perfect food. And there's different forms of algae. The red algaes are really high in astaxanthin, the red carotenoids, and they're very antiviral, very powerful for the immune system. The brown algaes, like the kelps we're going to talk about, have amazing detoxification properties, amazing minerals. And the green algaes, like chlorella, have the chlorophyll, which is like the lifeblood, and it's a powerful antioxidant. And the blue-green algaes are really, really amazing. And then we get into the super small algaes, the phytoplankton and the diatoms. And these have other benefits that are really amazing. And it's so interesting now how we can use algae as a future biofuel. We can actually grow algae in a controlled environment and ferment it, culture it into, instead of it rotting over a long period of time underground, we can grow it in a factory and turn it into oil. I mean, you can make a lot of money from algae. It's pretty amazing. Now, as far as health goes, minerals are so important. The interesting thing is the minerals are going down and down and down and down like every decade. It's rapid in all the food that everyone is consuming on the planet today. But the ocean vegetables are not changing. The same amount of minerals are in the ocean vegetables today that your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather had, you know, going all the way back, which you cannot say the same for all the food that people are eating that's grown on land. So the brown algaes have a special category for detoxification from the most important things that I think are facing us that are weakening the immune system today, and that's heavy metals and radioactive elements and hormone disruptors, estrogens. And then the algaes have all the minerals we need to make up for the deficit. And the algaes have, the brown algaes have powerful effect for the immune system. So it's, you know, it's really, when you, if you look at the planet and you look at its history, everything that's lived on it and its dependency upon plants, and then you look at plants and you track it back to where they come from, which is all algae, and then you look at the ocean as a biosphere and how it's grown and evolved and how it protects itself and how it produces over 50% of the air that we breathe. We're completely dependent upon these algae. They're the mother. They're the source of, as far as food goes, on the planet itself. It's a real gift to learn how to use them and just to see the history of this planet we're living on. You're here for a short time, most of us. So it's just a visit, but really, really nice to get the history, get the tour, and the algae is king.
In truth, I remember when we used to talk about seaweeds, it was sort of always in the conversation of wild foods and the difficulty in procuring wild foods for one's diet over domesticated or hybrid foods. But now it seems like the seaweeds and the blue-green algaes and so forth, these are coming into the conversation more from the point of view of immune function, iodine, minerals. Can you expand on that a little bit in the context of aquatic foods being more than just wild foods, but also wild foods that are unique and essential for our immune system?
Well, you know, wild plant foods that are grown on the earth are obviously much, much better than cultivated foods for their jing, for their energy, for their nutrients, for the minerals. You know, the harder the plant had to grow in the wild, like when you go to wild ginsengs, the more electromagnetic energy that's in the plant, the more amazing benefits. But when you go to sea vegetables, it's a whole nother world. You can't even compare them apples to apples to land plants, in my opinion. Now, when you take brown algae, kelp, and if you find some of the places, the last few places on the planet where the true old wild kelps are growing, the big ones, like Laminaria japonica, okay? So let's say you get some of this off the coast of Patagonia, okay, which is a very clean area. Now, everything is contaminated on the planet today. Every single food and everything is everyone that everyone's eating is polluted. We've been, you know, creating some radioactivities going back 60 years ago. And then there's been some more incidents that have contributed to that, you know, in, you know, 25 years ago and now just a few years ago. So we've got radioactive plutonium and uranium and a whole bunch of other things. And the more time that goes by, the more it settles and gets into the food supply and it gets into everything. But if you know what to put in your body, it can't really hurt you. And if you don't have mineral deficiencies, massive mineral deficiencies, the toxic minerals don't get into the receptors so easily. And then the binders that you take pull them out on a daily basis. So Modafinil is my favorite pure brown seaweed extract, and it's off the coast of Patagonia, and it's Laminaria japonica, and it's 40 pounds of seaweed to 1 pound of extract. This is the inner vein of the leaf of the kelp. Okay, it's a 100% raw extract, and this is one of the cleanest places you can get. The algaes that bloom around the seaweeds, it depends how aggressive a particularly healthy batch of microalgae is. They will clean up the water. So there's, you know, harbors around the world are very dead of ocean life because of the amount of pollution. But some of them, like here in California, you can go 10, 20 miles away from a very polluted area of a harbor for a large city, and you can have an abundance of sea life, a total abundance of sea life, like in Catalina. And this is because the microalgae, they eat up all the toxins and purify and clean the water. So some of the seaweeds that you can find that are in the right areas are going to be cleaner than others. I think seaweed it's the polysaccharides, the undigestible fibers, have an affinity to bind to the toxic things as they biologically are eating them, because they can biologically transmute these toxins into neutral, usable things and just into nothing, just like probiotics can do in your gut. It's another thing they do with oil spills, is just dump probiotics all over the place to clean everything up. So if, let's say, the seaweed's partially digesting some pollution, and there's some in the past that's completely processed, but there's some still in the food itself, I think the polysaccharides bind to it and pull it safely out of your body and trap it. And all the other aspects of the seaweed that expand, they suck and pull all this stuff up. If you open up a capsule, a Modafinil, and mix it with water and make a paste and put it on your skin and then just leave it there for a bit, you can feel it pucker. You can feel it suck. You can feel it pull and throb. It has powerful pulling power. So this does this inside your body. It sucks and it pulls all of the radioactive elements on a daily basis, and it sucks and pulls all the mercury, cadmium, lead, all the heavy metals. And this is really, really important. When the metals are so high in everybody, they're confusing all of the good minerals in your body. And then they just don't work. Nothing really works properly. The amount of metals that people have, they've given animals amalgam fillings and then extracted it in a very short amount of time and scanned it. And you can see the dust cloud around the jaw, all through the nerve complex of the gut and in the kidneys. And that's just in 3 days. And like, if you leave the fillings in for a month and then professionally extract them out of a sheep, it's hundreds of times higher. If you're a human and you've had like 1, 2, 3, 4 amalgam fillings for say like 10 years and then you get them taken out, you're black. If you had your body scanned, you're solid black with mercury. It's serious and it's really, really affecting people. And, you know, the estrogens is something David Wolf talked a lot about, and those are getting really high too as a hormone disruptor. And there's only so many things people can take. And I think seaweed is a superfood for our current times because of the protection it offers. And if it's a professional raw extract like the Modafinil, and it's a really good, clean source, and if you take 12 a day, every day, number one, you're going to start correcting mineral deficiencies. Okay. You still might need to focus on some other superfoods to get that magnesium correct, because you're going to need more than even seaweed to correct the magnesium deficiencies that most people have. But a lot of other great trace minerals are going to correct. And that's why everyone's hair and skin grows better and thicker and fuller. And they don't get gray hair. They can reverse gray hair really quick at the beginning of gray hair with the seaweed extracts. 12 a day, every day, like for life. That's what I take of the Modafinil in the morning. But there's a really key mineral that's very high in the Modafinil among all these other trace minerals. And that's iodine that you mentioned earlier. And the iodine deficiency in the modern world today is massive. You know, back in 1924, we came out with iodized salt after we did a study on women, and we found that adding just a little bit of iodized salt in their diet corrected goiter 99% of the time out of a long study they did with 1,000 girls, and half of them having iodized salt and half not. And that's kind of the birth of Western medicine, when they discovered that one thing treats one thing, iodine treats goiter. We got more and more focused on one thing treating one thing. So we moved along. But anyhow, that's not enough to correct deficiency. It's not just your thyroid. Every single gland in your body wants iodine. It's hungry for iodine. And iodine is involved in making every single hormone that every single gland makes in your body. So if you can get natural iodine from food, and the Modafinil or a good high quality clean professional kelp extract, you know, 12 a day Modafinil, you're averaging 3,000 micrograms a day of iodine. This is really like the minimum that you want to get really healthy, in my opinion. And you got to take that for months to let your body really work with it and accumulate and build up. But now it's starting to work on your Jing. This iodine is a Jing mineral. It's major Jing. And people are majorly deficient in it. And, you know, there are some doctors that use iodine supplements that are man-made for, you know, more emergency situations for people, and they can have results. But I really prefer to just get it from your food and get it every day and let it build and build and build. And after 3 to 4 months on 12-a-day Modafinil, it's going to change your gene completely. And you don't have to worry about getting glandular problems that people are so scared of, whether it's their mammary glands or their ovary glands or their prostate glands in this modern world. You don't have to worry about that if you start early on the iodine and you get it organically from food and you just keep taking it. Meanwhile, you're benefiting from the minerals, you're benefiting from Jing, better thyroid health, adrenal health, but the brain. Okay, the master glands start in the brain. The biggest factor in preventable mental retardation is iodine deficiency. It's correcting it. So the place to time to start taking iodine is before you decide to have a child. Because correct your iodine deficiency as a woman before you even ever get pregnant. First off, it's going to, as the iodine builds up over months, it's going to improve your Jing and your hormones and your fertility and all of that. And it's going to get out a lot of the toxins because as the healthy iodine's going in, the other halogens in group 17 on the periodic table, which is one row over from the left, if you look at it, the fluoride, the chloride, the bromide, they're smaller atomic mass numbers than the iodine. So they go in and they get jammed into the receptors, into those glands of your body. So the chlorinated water and the shower water and the bromide in the 70s, they took out iodine as a preservative from flour products for bread. And they put bromide, and then they have bromide in all the pesticides, and it's in the air. And there's a lot of bromide in the modern world today. There's a lot in people's bodies. But when you start getting in this higher level of organic iodine, not, 150 micrograms a day, but 3,000, okay, now you're going to start kicking out all those halogens. You're going to detox slowly the bromides. And that takes months to detox that down because people have so much. But then as the halogens go down, and then the good iodine's getting into the glands, your whole endocrine system is going to work better. But the brain, the hypothalamus, pituitary, pineal, the master glands are in the brain. So if that woman has iodine in her body, she's going to be more fertile. But then when she gets pregnant and starts developing a child, that baby's brain is going to grow like a genius with all that iodine. It's huge. But you can take it any time in your life. Your brain's still growing. It's going to get better, and you're going to get the toxins out. The younger you start, the better. And women want that iodine in their body for lactation as well. For breastfeeding. So that's the only way the baby's going to get the iodine. After the mother, once they're born, after the umbilical cord is cut, the only way the baby's going to get that precious iodine is through the mother's milk. So the mother wants to keep taking the Modafinil all the way through lactation. 10, 15 point increase IQs according to the Russian research on the Modafinil for women taking it through pregnancy. That's awesome.
This program was brought to you by thebestdayever.com. Thanks for listening.